Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's happening? Hey, everybody. It's another week, another Sunday. I hope everybody had a very productive week last week. You ready to rock and roll and get the party started tonight? Tonight, as I said before, my awesome sauce co-host picked this topic. Y'all know he's awesome. And we're going to talk about this. It was funny. It was funny to me that he chose this particular topic. But I had an amazing week. As usual, hey, whatever didn't go right, don't sweat it. Try it again next week. How was your week, boss?
Yo, my week was busy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, like, recovering today. Today was just, like, my day to kind of relax and just kind of chill out. I'll take it from the top. Like, I just, you know, just I'm on a staycation right now. So I was going to try to come down to Atlanta for a minute and all this stuff, but, you know, I'm still doing some things in my apartment, like some upgrades, some just, you know, getting things together. So, on the staycation, But at the same time, I'm still working with clients as far as real estate and everything, you know, getting some deals on the table. And then, like, my yesterday was just crazy because shout-outs to the new Fifers, hashtag the new Fifers. But anyway, real good friends of me and my wife's. I got married yesterday, so I went to an amazing wedding in Long Island. I mean, it was just, you know, it was just great. Yeah, I love weddings, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they did it big, too, man. Open bar, food. It was a banquet wedding. So, I mean, we just totally just turned up and just had a great time. So, shout out to that. I mean, that was just good vibes, good energy.
I'm starting to notice that married people go to weddings. So I guess it's the essence of the wedding that rubs off. So maybe I need to go to a wedding or two.
Do that. You know what's so funny is me and my wife, we got married 4 years ago, on August 8th, actually. So our anniversary is coming up in a couple of days. But
happy anniversary.
Thank you. And my wife was the maid of honor.
No, you're going to be eating booty.
All right. But yeah, so what I was saying was yesterday. So, but what's cool about it is they, you know, because I had like, we had a destination wedding like in Vegas, you know what I'm saying? So it was cool, you know, like a family reunion kind of thing too. And the maid of honor, she was my wife's maid of honor. And that was like the first time that I had met her. Now husband, you know what I'm saying, was on that trip, and we just had a good time, turned up, and, you know, we just been friends ever since. And so it's just cool to just see, like how you just said, weddings rub off. Like, they was at our wedding, and then 4 years later, you know, like 4 days actually, like prior to our wedding, they get married. So it was just, you know, it was just great, man. So like I said, so shout outs to that. And then after that, I was like, you know, be like, yeah, we're on a staycation, so what's next? You know, so I was already tired because that was early, too. So I'm lit at, like, 5 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? I had mojito on deck. I probably had about, that's my summertime drink of mojito. I probably had, like, 5 of them joint shots here, you know what I'm saying? We're celebrating, so I'm already nice. And anyway, so real quick, I don't want to take up too much time, but like I said, my yesterday was just crazy. So then yesterday, shout-outs to Brooklyn. Because they have what's called First Saturdays, right? So First Saturdays at the Brooklyn Museum is a lit situation, and I'll just tell you. So it's like First Saturday. Yeah, so it's on Eastern Parkway. Shout out to the West Indian Day Parade. That's every Labor Day in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? All my Caribbean people out there. But anyway, so the Brooklyn Museum, you just go there, and it starts at night. So it's like from 6 to 11. And it's just drinks and, you know what I'm saying, just go look at art. So it's just a total bohemian vibe, you know what I'm saying, intellectual. Just everybody's just out there just having a good time. It's all love. So anyway, what I was, the point being was, it was cool. So I always go, my favorite part of the museum, real quick, and I want to know about your week as well, but my favorite part of the museum is the Egyptian part, you know what I'm saying? Shout outs to Kemet and all that. So I'm just on that level. Real tough right now. So, well, I'm just on that level. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, go there, you know, looking at all the exhibits. And usually, like, I'll read, like, the little descriptions and stuff like that. But you know what? I'm over this technology. And what I mean by that was, like, I'm sick of, I don't watch the news no more. So I'm sick of, like, you know, just being, like, whitewashed in a way for you to believe something else. So what I'm saying is, yesterday I got a chance pictures of the hieroglyphics and stuff like that. Like, I was just looking at just the different arts and, you know, all the pieces. And, you know, it was just writings everywhere. So, anyway, I got that, you know what I'm saying, and I'm just deciphering it now because that's my goal is to, like, you know, really learn hieroglyphics and to really just learn that language. So then just to top it off, as I come out of the museum, they had telescopes, and I got a chance to see Saturn on a telescope. So it was just an ill day. And then so, like, you know, today I'm just recovering from all of that yesterday. So that's been my week. So how was your week?
Oh, man. Nothing spectacular. Just getting to the
money. Yeah, you know, I got you. And yeah. That's
for me, whenever I'm getting to the money and I'm successful at this, big damn week for me.
That's
every week I'm not successful.
That's true.
And
that's
it don't work. It don't work in my favor.
That's
every
true.
Damn week.
Definitely.
But this week,
all
this week, you know, kids spend time with pops and
that's
you know,
this, shout out to family time.
This thing's coming together. You know,
that's what's up.
The thing is that I had a conversation on Facebook
okay.
today.
Right? Holla at me. What's up?
And I know women feel like, you know, I'm a woman and I should speak for the women.
Mm.
Oh, I got my braces off this week, too. So if
oh,
I sound
oh,
like I got another sister,
that's dope. That's dope.
It's because I got retainers in my mouth and I'm still learning.
Okay.
How to
you're
talk with these damn
right
retainers.
That's what's up. That's what's
yeah,
up.
They heavy as
that's
shit.
Okay.
And this week I get to go on my first spa date since I've been pregnant. I go to the natural holistic spas. I don't, you know, all that massaging and all of that stuff. Yeah, that's cute, but
yeah.
I'd rather, you know, work on my body and stuff like that. So I got me a full spa date on Thursday, colonic, infrared, sauna, you
oh,
know, beef steam and all
you
of that.
Big.
Ionic foot detox. Like, I just need it. You know what I'm saying? Because, ladies, you got to take care of your body. We, you know, a lot of ladies don't understand what this medicine do that you put in your body, whether it's Tylenol, whether it's aspirin, whether you get a yeast infection, whether you get a bacteria infection, the air that you breathe in, all of this stuff is toxins. You walk around, you pull, your feet pull in the most toxins, right? And
okay.
we walk around with socks on and flip-flops on and so on and so forth, but they still
yeah.
get in there. So a part of your weight loss journey or part of just making yourself feel good is removing toxins from your body. And it's okay to do these nice detox drinks and stuff like that, but you want to do the ionic foot detox. It takes 20 minutes. It's all about $20, $25, and you will feel so much better. You want to do a colon cleanse. The colonics, they work wonders for you. They say
that's
you got to do
good.
12
yeah,
to
definitely.
Clean your entire colon. But, you know, do go get
yeah.
you a couple of them. You know, they you go on Groupon, you can find them, you know, for pretty cheap. But colonics, they
mm-hmm.
work good because no matter, unless you go to the bathroom three times a day, every
okay.
single day of your life, you're backed
mm-hmm.
up. And not a lot of people are normal. So the colonic will pull toxins from your colon, which will actually help, you know, everything else in your body run better. So, you know,
that's
those
true.
Are good as well. And beef steams are very good for women. I hear a lot of people trying to talk against a beef steam, but you got to really understand what it is. See, before
what
we had doctors and all of this medicine
okay.
and stuff like that,
yeah.
our great-grandmothers and our grandmothers, when they had children, they would do a V-steam. It's a pot. They would sit over a pot of water, and they would go get herbs from the garden and put in here, and it draws your vagina back up. It restores your vagina, and it keeps you anew. You know what I'm saying? Now they got all of this stuff talking about douches and this, this, that, and the other. But V-steams are very good. It's very natural, and it was just brought back to life. You know what I'm saying? And doctors don't want you to know that because anything that's good for you, they want you to, you know, they don't want you to know about it. And it also removes toxins. So if you're sleeping with somebody and you're sleeping with him without a rubber, you know, it removes all of that stuff out you. And, you know, if you're not balanced, your pH is not balanced, if you're having bacteria infections, if you're having infertility issues, all of those things, it helps. I don't have
infertility
issues. Lord knows I don't. Well, they can't get pregnant.
Okay. I got you. All right.
You know, I don't have issues, so I don't need it for that reason. But, you know, bee steams are very, very good. I personally do them, and I have been doing them for a couple of years now, and they work wonders.
So.
Trust me, they do. So that's something that you can do. And, you know, also, ladies, primrose, evening primrose oil tablets. evening primrose that's good for the woman's body. So, you know, I'm into all of that good stuff, and I don't want to take too much time up talking about
the womanly things,
but make sure, you know, you get at me. You can inbox me, and if you want, you got any questions, but I'm a firm believer of natural remedies and making sure that things are on point. And your man will love you after you get a V-steam. Trust me. So you got to think, this cooter right here been on pause for a minute. So it's already ripe, and then, you know, it's going to be even riper, you know. But you know, ladies, I'm for y'all, but I do like to call out the BS. And so we have to see men's point of view. And so I posted a comment on Facebook. I posted a question. And if you follow me on Facebook, you know, it's like I always ask a question, sometimes daily. I went a couple days, I didn't. But the question was, if the father is paying child support and the mother does not allow him to see the children, should he stop paying? And I got so many mixed reviews from a lot of men, but, you know, I'm starting to realize the women that are really getting child support are the women that don't need child support. Those are the women that take advantage of the system, and us women that don't get child support, we're the ones that need the child support. Don't think because I go out and I hustle and I put money up and I invest that I don't need help. That's the wrong thing. Because at the end of the day, I grind so hard because I need the help. I grind so hard because I don't have anybody. There's nobody I can pick up the phone and call and say, hey, I need $500. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm single, and, you know, the person that was my rider, she's no longer here. My mom's been gone 7 years now, you know? So, you know, I don't have a choice. But for you women that's out here and these men taking care of their children and you finding reasons and you can't persuade me of why you don't let your kid's father be in their life. Because what you are doing is ruining these kids. Then they're going to grow up and say, my daddy wasn't there. But guess what? When they finally get to talk to their daddy, they're going to find out the truth eventually. And they're going to resent you for that because of all of this time. You brainwash the kids to think one way. But then when they grow up and they learn better, you know, because that's how women do. They brainwash these kids and, oh, they make something of an issue. Kids don't know what an issue is. Kids don't know what a problem is. If you make it into a problem, then they're going to feel like something is a problem. They're going to feel like, oh, okay, well, yeah, this is bad. Kids don't know that unless you do that. And if you don't sit down as a woman and talk to that man, if you don't sit down as a woman and talk to his girlfriend or wife or whomever, you're part of the problem, right? And a lot of times we take what we're going through and we push it off on our children because we want somebody to hate him too. And a lot of men, they don't have the time or the resources to go and fight somebody in court. And women make it hard for a man to fight them in court. So for me, I say it like this. If my dude was paying child support for somebody's child and she wouldn't let him see him, listen, I'm going to help him get custody. I can assure you that. I'll help him go get custody because at the end of the day, I'm a woman first. And I don't care what me and my son father goes through, any one of them. Like, I've never been the one to say, you can't see your son. Now, if you're not taking care of your son, that's a different story. I'm not finna be quick to go and let you see him because you ain't taking care of him. You know what I'm saying? Which I have one issue like that. But, you know, you're doing what you gotta do and you know, it's hard when you have a child with somebody because now you guys gotta figure out how to get along with each other. Now you guys gotta figure out how to do the best thing, you know what I'm saying, for this child. And that means getting along, period. It means getting along. And so I salute to all the brothers. I mean, a lot of brothers chimed in and a lot of brothers, you know, you had people that, you know, women, you know, child support for poor women. Real women don't need child support. They do it on their own. And, you know, I used to think like that until recently. But I realized that, no, it's not your job. It's your obligation to make sure this child is straight. But also you have tools out there like child support that can make him do his job. And if you're not making him do his job, then he's not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I got a son that's four, just turned four. I ain't made his daddy do nothing, so guess what? He ain't did nothing. and he a fucking engineer. So now I'm making you do something, and now you're bitter. So at the end of the day, you know, everybody's situation is different, but I just want to say I salute all of the men out there that's going through the issues, and there is help. Even if you don't know this chick's address, you can hire an attorney. You can get a public defender. Okay, they have public defenders that will help you. You can just ask for one, and the public defender will get her information from child support. She has to have that information on record. If she's just not letting you see your children and you paying on time, you can hire a public defender. Well, get a public defender. It's free, and they can enforce visitation. Like, I don't want to see anybody going through that. When my family go through it, listen, I was just there with my cousin every step of the way, okay? Every step of the way, giving him the advice, telling him what to do, and he just got custody of his 12-year-old son. I'm going to be there for a man when he right. You know, I don't believe in women that's trying to, you know what I'm saying, prohibit these men from being in their life when they want to be in their life. And he just got full custody. You hear me? Walked him down for a year and a half with the situation. When he got tired, I was right there leaning, pushing him back up. No, we're not giving up. We're going to keep going. And they seen that he wasn't stopping. So, you know, you eventually won. I'm not for that. I'm not for a man taking a child from their mom when their mom doing right. But some of you bitches don't deserve children. Some of you bitches are using these children as a pawn. When you get your child support check, that child support check should not go on anything for you. In actuality, on some real shit, if you got more than one child, if your child support is more than enough money, that shit shouldn't go on your bills for real. They give you child support to help you with your bills, but that shit should go on your children. Your children should have fresh clothes. Your children should have hairdos. And the money that you got left over should go on account for your children. Now, at that point, I feel like your bills are your responsibility because he ain't in that house. Yeah, your children are there, but at the end of the day, you got to be a mother. Whenever you have a child, you're supposed to put in your head that this is my obligation. This is what I got to do. And if you can't afford to have a child, then you shouldn't have children. If you can't afford to pay your own bills, then you shouldn't do that. And that's just how that goes. Some of y'all bitter because he took y'all up through there and he cheated on you, and then he done got with somebody else and he ain't cheating on them. So you bitter. You bitter because she was better than you. Don't be bitter because she was better than you. Get better for yourself. But y'all out here running behind dudes that don't even want y'all. But y'all ain't trying to make the situation work to make these children successful. Just because it seems like they're successful don't mean that they're successful. Because you want somebody to talk to. Because you want a friend and you want a buddy. You bitches damaging these children, and it's crazy. I just want, you know, I had that conversation and it got real deep on Facebook. So if you're on my Facebook page, you understand where I'm coming from. And you understand the conversation that was had today. And I thank everybody for chiming in on this conversation because I was really bitter. I was really, really upset. It stemmed from a situation. And I just wanted to know how brothers think. And a lot of brothers are like, look, I ain't having it. I'm taking her to court. You know, and more men are leaning on the system to work in their favor now. Before, you know, they were like, yeah, no, I'm not going to court. But brothers, I feel sorry for you. And my suggestion, listen, it may not be the right thing, but if you paying child support and she ain't letting you see your child, stop paying. Get what she going to do. She going to have you right back in that courtroom so fast, and when they reach out to you and say, well, what happened and why you not paying, because they going to do it, you say, well, she not letting me see my child. So why am I paying bills for somebody I can't see? Get back in that courtroom. Get the visitation, you know what I'm saying, done over. And if your state don't do that, they're going to direct you to a public defender or an attorney to get that situation handled. So I just say, like, we go in the club, we drink, we pop bottles, we buy clothes, we do this. Invest that money for your kids because it's worth it. It's worth it. These women are brainwashing these children, and I don't, and I'm not for that. So, ladies, I rock with y'all, but I'm not for the bum bitch personality. I'm not. And I distance myself from anybody that has that type of behavior. Period. Point blank.
Wow. That's real right there. That was real talk for real. Though. But that has to be had, though. You know, those are tough conversations, but, you know, like, that's – you know, like I said, I'm like on the outside looking in because, you know, I don't have kids as of yet. But, you know, I'm listening. I'm soaking it all up because, wow, you know what I'm saying? That's just real talk. You know, it does get complicated, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you just want to do the right thing by your children, you know what I'm saying? Like, because that's...
Yeah, you want to. And the system is not designed for our brothers, and that's why they're even afraid to even use a system because it's not really designed for our brothers. It's designed to rip brothers apart, rip families apart, and these bum bitches, they use it to their ability to be that way. And so I don't feel sorry for not one of you hoes that's struggling, that's suffering, that's going through it, that's taking a man up through that. Because guess what? Regardless of what I say, karma's a bitch. And guess what? Them kids gonna hit 18. So all them years of your life that you've been sitting down not working and you've been living off that child support money, it's been helping you pay bills, when they get 18, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? That time coming. And I know they be happy like, oh, I got 5 more years to go. I got 5 more years to go. I'm almost there. I'm there. You got some bitches that be trying to make their kids go to school just to keep the child support coming. Kids don't even want to go to school. They just push them and try to make them go to school just so they can keep getting child support. Eventually, that shit backfires.
Like at eight, what are you talking
about?
Yeah, 18?
After you get 18, if the kid go to college, you can still get child support. Yeah. The kid don't want to go, but the parents pushing them so they can still get child support. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? Them bitches drop out any goddamn ways. Karma's a bitch. Karma's a real bitch. So you hoes that sit down and you ain't working and you living off motherfucking these people money, bitch, what you gonna do in a couple more years? You got to come up with a plan. You got to come up with an out, because that money ain't finna be coming through. And then he ain't got to deal with your bum ass. Then he can reach out to his own children. And guess what? I don't care how many children you got, one or more of them gonna follow suit. No matter how much you try to brainwash your children, you can't help, you can't stop nature, because they still got a dad, and as soon as they get around them and can spend that time, they're going to love their dad, because that's their parent. You bum bitches can't stop nature. I'm done
nature.
With that.
Oh, wait, that was deep. That was deep what you just said. You can't stop nature, because that's true. And, like, kids, they see, especially if they've been, like, away from that parent, you know, so they see that parent, and they see somebody that resembles them and got characteristics, and you always wonder why you act a certain way or something, and you see that characteristic in that person, you're like, wow.
It's in your DNA.
That's nature. Yeah, that's nature.
It's in your DNA. And I know that wasn't the topic for tonight, but, you know, I just wanted to address it because I see it far too often. Far too often. And I it's people that can't even talk to me about my situation. It's people that can't even talk to me because the one thing, like, you know, me and my son, dad may go through it, but I tell them, you know, I have all boys, but I tell them, I'm like, the one thing you can't tell me is that, you know, the man love his kid to the core. You know what I'm saying? And so I can see beyond anything that we do to understand that. And some, you know, you can't even talk to me about my situation because your situation ain't right. There's no way in hell that I follow suit with you in your situation and keep my child away from the daddy regardless of what the fuck we going through ourselves. As long as he's doing what he's supposed to do, then that child should be there. So I'm not going to give my child an option to be around your daddy. I don't give my child an option to respect or disrespect me. You're going to respect me. It's an option. You're going to respect your dad. It's an option. That's how my mom raised me. So, you know.
No, you got to respect.
I don't know. I didn't come from a bum bitch mama. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, most of the times these hoes, bum bitches, they was the only kid. You know what I'm saying? They mamas was bums. Yeah, I'm going to put it out there. Your mama was a bum bitch. You know, your daddy went there and you felt like it was because whatever, but your mama was a bum bitch. That's why your daddy went there. And then, therefore, you turn around and put that shit, you know, on the next man because, you know, you was raised with bum bitchness. So that's what it is.
Pass
that shit down to you. Bitch, you ain't just get that from nowhere, bitch. You know, who the fuck are you? You know what I'm saying? Bitch, you ain't just pull that shit out of there. Bitch, your mama was a bum bitch, ho.
Oh, shit. They come from a line of bum bitches.
Your great-grandma probably was, too, because, bitch, where your mama getting from?
Oh,
like,
shit.
You know, I mean...
Wow.
I mean, just understand,
was
man.
Like, yo, you was going at it. Was some people coming in there, y'all. It sounded like y'all was getting deep on them. You know what I'm saying? With that topic.
Man, listen. Like I said, you know, you had mixed reviews, and a lot of people was like, nah, because da-da-da. And I said, some men be like, nah, I'm going to keep paying her. And, you know, you allowing this bitch to motherfucking win. I ain't for it. I ain't for a motherfucking winning on me, bitch. Bitch, I'm going to make you suffer. I'm going to make you struggle, ho. Straight up. Bitch, you want to take – it's not my responsibility. Bitch, it's your responsibility to make sure that I get to see my children. Bitch, but you want me to take the initiative, and you want it to be my responsibility to make sure that I give you money to take care of them, but you ain't doing your part. Okay. You ain't doing your part, I ain't doing my part. I know that's not the white man's way, you know, because the white man want to make the black man suffer no matter what. You got to pay this, or you ain't got no license. You got to pay this, or is that. And he don't care about what these bum bitches is doing, right? But y'all need to start standing up as one, being united, you know what I'm saying, and start fighting the system and make them change shit, because they change shit on a daily, because the people speak up. So, you know, y'all need to start doing more things, because, you know, these bum bitches, they just being created, you know,
like,
left and right.
Don't, here's what I'm going to just say in reference to that topic. Like, that's why you just want to, you know, I know circumstances happen, but you want to do your best to just know who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Like, before you lay down and get all, you know, with somebody, you know what I'm saying, make sure you know what I'm saying? And then, because you don't want the laws and all that stuff to get involved, because now you taking it, like you said, we live in this country, and there's rules and regulations to this country. That's just how it goes. But if your game is tight, you know what I'm saying, and you do what you need to do, God willing, you don't have to go through those regulations. And you know what I'm saying? There's a third-party source got to come in and dictate rules for your family.
Right.
You know, take your power back. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. You know, that's just like getting caught up in the system. You know, catch a case, and now you got to go to jail, and now you in the system, and now you got that hanging over your head. So now, you know, you got a felony, and now it's hard for you to get a job. It's, you know, so people's credit. I know a lot of times, you know, people – no, but it's just certain, like I said, rules and regulations to this country, and a lot of times it's not taught in our community the way it should be, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's why we just got to take back the power, man. We got to just, you know, each one teach one, and we just got to be stronger as a race, and stronger as a unit, you know what I'm saying, as a family unit. And so I just wanted to say this, too, real quick. Shout out to LeBron James, too. Like, that's real big, opening up that school
right
in Akron, Ohio. That's like, you know, the town over from Cleveland. So I know a lot of people in Akron. So that's going to do a lot of good. So I just wanted to say that.
Did you see your president call him dumb?
Yeah, I can't rock with that. I don't shy away. You know, I do with Trump, you know what I'm saying? But that was, I didn't like that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like
he
that.
He said
comment.
That was dumb.
That was petty.
That he invested all of that money. He invested all of that. See, this
like
is why
that.
They don't want black folks to have money, because black
exactly.
folks, like LeBron, is going to help black folks. You got folks like other people that got
really.
Plenty of money, and they won't help our people. You know what I'm saying? They'll go
exactly.
do something, and you know, it's like, oh, it's super big, but you're really not giving back. You're really not opening up schools. We got to take the power back. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We got to take the power back. We got to start doing things to help. And T.I., I've been speaking on this for forever and a day, but you're going to see more positive things start coming out with our people with money, and I salute them for that. But
and shout
know,
out to
finishing
LeBron,
up, like,
LeBron's getting a lot of hype. Real quick, don't lose your train of thought. LeBron's getting a lot of hype, but shout out to Jalen Rose, too. Jalen Rose, another basketball player, not as popular as LeBron, but he opened up a school in Detroit, you know what I'm saying, years ago. You know what I'm saying? And it's just – it's good to see people putting money in education, because that's where it starts at educating ourselves, you know what I'm saying, just being more conscious of things and like, you know, not just going to school and just learning stuff and not knowing why you learn it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the thing. That's where a lot of our people get sidetracked, because you might be learning something and you're like, well, what I'm learning is from it. It's not even telling you. Like, I was just thinking, real quick, don't lose your train of thought, but like geometry and stuff like that. Like, you know, I was just thinking of math, because I was like on my Egypt shit. So anyway, But geometry, like when I took it in school or whatever, I didn't know that that's the backbone of architecture. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if I would have knew that, you know what I'm saying, I would have put the pieces together to like, okay, well, you know, let me focus a little bit more on this. Or, you know, chemistry, you know, knowing that that's alchemy. You know, so I'm just trying to say is this. We got to really educate ourselves, and that was just a big move for LeBron to really do that. And then I'm just running it down like, was like, I mean, I'm going to have to pull up the details of it, but if you graduate, you get a full scholarship to the University of Akron. I mean, it's just like, it just makes you like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really look at it, man. So just salute. I'm gonna pull that up before the show is over and just tell you what's actually this school is providing for these children. And like I said, it hits home to me because, you know, like I said, Akron is like a town over from Cleveland. So to see that, it's just big. And like,
to see how great he is, to have this white man with so much power hate on him, that's greatness. True. See, anytime that they don't like what you do or they can't do what you do, they're going to hate on what you do. So always understand that. And just to finish up with the other topic, it's not easy, ladies. It takes work. You have to fight. You have to fight. You have to fight. You gotta keep pushing when you want to give up. Just like no matter what it is that you do in this world, you're going to have people in your ear that's rooting for you to go the opposite direction. Look at this LeBron and Trump situation. LeBron know he did the best thing in the world, and he will be forever blessed and grateful for it. He has plenty of money, and he put it to good use. And he has a black wife. Okay,
true.
With black children, he did switch to do what everybody else was doing to be a subject to be like. He did not want somebody that was gonna let him walk over them or do whatever he wanted to do or to sit there and just say okay, whatever. He wanted a family. He is a king beyond kings. You know, when they pick at him and say, oh, they called him King James, he is the definition of a king.
Yeah,
that is
to
who
it,
you
definitely.
Need to. He is a definition of a king. That's what you're supposed to be doing. You are supposed to be creating. You are supposed to be multiplying the African-American race. These people put guns in our community and drugs in our community to kill us off. That didn't work. They tried mass incarceration. That shit didn't work. Then they started mixing the race. If we can't beat them, we might as well join them. Anything to stop the African-American race from repopulating, from populating anymore, that's what they want to do. They don't care about the people in the hoods. They don't care about the people that really ain't going to be nothing anyways. They don't want these people with money to get more money to do the shit that LeBron James did. There's a message. Your president spoke on it. There you go. So no matter what it is that you're doing, you got to fight for it. No matter how much you want to give up, no matter how much you want to look at somebody and say, forget you, forget him, you got to fight for it. Listen, I'm walking proof that if you do not give up, man, things will work out. And you don't want to fight for your kids to have a dad because y'all aren't together. But it's not about you. You don't want to fight because he dogged you out. It's not about you. You got to fight for a positive relationship for the child. Give the child a chance. Y'all got to think different. You know, I know a lot of people probably don't agree with me when I say stop taking care of the child if she ain't doing her part. But, you know, we got to start taking accountability, man, and stop taking our brothers up and through there. We got to stop doing the things that we do to our brothers. We got to stop the toxicness, you know, like our ancestors were in slavery. And even though we are not physically in slavery, you guys still have the slavery mentality. You still got the crab in the bucket. You still want to bring each other down. And this is why, you know, our brothers don't feel like we have the support. I let my folks know I support him even though we're not together. I still support you because at the end of the day, no matter where you at, in a positive place or in a negative place, I'm going to be mad at you. And I'm probably going to say something that I don't mean. But I have to realign myself to get on track because the ultimate goal is I want to see you win. Because it ain't too many people that want to see our brothers win. You know what I'm saying? It ain't too many people that want to see our brothers win. So once you get past the cloudy shit, you know, it gets better. It really does. It gets better.
It does.
But you got to want to try, and you cannot give up. And that is that's some tough stuff. But I guarantee you, if you pray, the universe and your ancestors will walk you through this. I guarantee you they will. So it's not easy, man, but stay focused. But let's get on the topic for tonight, buddy, because we spend about a good part of the show on the subtopic. Oh, and shout out to Switzerland. We got our first Switzerland listener.
That's hot.
And it was so amazing to see Switzerland on there. Like, oh, my God. Like, you know, this show is growing on a weekly basis and, you know, as far as countries. So, you know, my job is to grow the number of listeners in each country, you know, because, I mean, people are finding out about it, and it says consistency is key. And I'm just thankful to be able to come to you and bring this show and, you know, be able to have just real talk and real conversation about everyday life, whether it's sexual, whether it's not. We got a debate coming up, too. Somebody want to have a debate. I got a sexually liberated partner, and then I have a guy that just feels like it's so bad for a woman to be sexually liberated if you want to debate with her. So I can't wait for that to happen, and I think we're going to have that next week. I just got to talk to her.
Okay.
But, you know, he's a smart brother, and he comes from the core of Queens, and, you know, women shouldn't put themselves out there like that, and, you know, like a lot of this good stuff that you like to hear, and she's a woman that feels like, fuck you, I do what I want, you know, and right now I'm chilling. So I think a lot will come out of it, and I think that he really wants to enlighten her. And, you know, I'm just here to hear it out. So I think we're going to have this great debate next weekend. I'm going to promote it all week if I can get both parties to agree, because I think this is going to be big, and this is going to be some things that I need you ladies to hear. I'm not saying that I agree with 100% of everything that he says, but about 75% of it, I love it. I love it.
Okay, so, you got me interested. You know, I can't wait.
This is a good brother that I know, and you know, he's very, you know, he's very to the core about it. Definitely not religious, but definitely spiritual being. And I learned a lot from this person. So yeah, I'm thinking I'm gonna reach out to him, and I'm gonna confirm tonight or tomorrow. And I can't wait for that to happen, because that's gonna be very insightful. So yeah, let's get on the topic.
All right, so look, so here's the topic, and like, you know, speaking of too, like what we were talking earlier. Now, when I threw this topic out, it seems so like, oh man, you know what I'm saying? Because we were just talking about child support and families breaking up and all that other stuff, and what I'm about to say could be the source of some of that. So, you know, it's life, man. It sucks, you know what I'm saying? It's life, but you know, I do want to just put this discretion, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a family and stuff like that, the stuff I'm about to talk about, yeah, it's good, you know what I'm saying, because it's human nature, but don't risk and break up a family over a good time, you know what I'm saying? This is real talk, this is topics, and I just always want to put it out there because it's human nature, you know what I'm saying? Things happen, and yeah, so that's it. So moving on. So the topic for tonight is signals. Shout out to Dram. Like, he's a, you know, I'm a rap dude, so like sometimes I just get inspiration from different songs. But he's got a song called Signals, Throw It Around. And then on top of that, I just put, you know, what's your mating call? So if you listen to that song, that kind of sums it up. But, you know, basically, we're in an age now, social media age and stuff like that, and just life in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, Ms. Lovely Black, you talked about, you know, you've been celibate and stuff like that. So let me just ask you this question first and foremost, because I know you're looking to break your celibacy and all that, and I know you're looking for the right partner to do that with. So what's, first off, like, who are you, like, what's your type? What are you attracted to? And then the second part of the question would be, what type of signals would you throw out there to let that person know that, hey, you know, this could go down. You know what I'm saying? So Let me know what you think about that, and I'll elaborate.
Okay, so when it's somebody that I'm actually interested in, I don't know. For the longest, I've never tried to holler at anybody because I didn't know. But okay. If a person shows interest and I really want to deal with them, I will pursue it to let them know that I'm really interested in them. I like tall, chocolate men. You know what I'm saying? I like tall chocolate men. Definitely love beards, but the chocolate, the tall, you know, as long as they pretty much taller than me, it's an absolute turn on. But I like dark skinned men, period. That's just my thing, you know, dark skinned men.
Okay.
Whether they slim or medium build, like, you know, I'm for that. I mean, I'll honestly, like on some really real shit, deal with big boys. Like, you know, it's a lot of big boys that try to talk to me, and I'm pretty sure that they're good people. And I've tried to go against the grain and, like, let me try something different. But I really can't, you know, that's not my forte. It's like a nigga, dude's probably, you know, I had gained a lot of weight at one point. You know, I had left a very toxic situation, and I had gained a lot of weight, and, you know, this person didn't really want me, you know, doing too much, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was kind of, I'm a rocker. And so, you know, now I'm getting back in tune with my star player, but, you know, when I was at that weight, it was people that didn't want to deal with me, like the people that I dealt with, you know, was like, wait a minute, now you went too far the other way, you know, like,
yeah,
I want to be big, I don't want to be fat, you know, so, you know, I have to be honest, like, I can't deal with a big boy, because dealing with a big boy means, you know, more than likely he's going to have a small penis, and a very small portion of big boys, they don't have small penises, but they don't have a lot of wind either, so, you know, it's just certain things that, you know, I want to get with somebody that can make me better, you know, it physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you know, and it's just, you know, I look for a king. So if you can't make me better, you know, then it's not. I stick to my roles, you know, I stick to what was laid before me, you know. I can't raise, you know, somebody's son. That's not my duty. It's not my duty to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of stick with, you know, what I already know. But, I let him pursue. I let him come at me. And if I'm really interested, then I'll pursue the situation. Like me, I'm very shy. And people don't believe me, but I am. I'm extremely shy. Now, if I see somebody that I just want to be cool with, but I may flirt, you know, that I'm like, okay, I want to give you some. I'll be like, hey, sexy. You know, I'll say something, like, funny, you know what I'm saying, because I'm always being goofy. I'll say something funny. But if I approach you, it's definitely not on no let's have a relationship type shit because my mind ain't
looking for different qualities.
I don't put my mind
in Okay. Yeah,
so
that's real talk. So, yeah, so, you know, I just thought this topic was interesting, too, because this is kind of like we touched on this like a couple of shows back. It's like a part two. I think the topic we was talking about before was what it means to be a freak and do you, you know, care what others think of you? And then it dawned on me because, you know, we got this whole Me Too movement and stuff like that. Whereas if you don't read the right signals, you know, you can get yourself into a world of trouble. So you just have to be careful. You know what I'm saying? So you can't be speeding through a red light thinking that the signal's green. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's where people get caught up with this whole Me Too, sexual harassment and stuff like that. So you just gotta be very careful. So me myself, as far as that, because, you know, I guess my tendencies are like this, and sometimes I don't even do it on purpose to attract another mate or something like that, but my hair is like a lot to my personality. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a lion, so to speak, when a lion raises mane. And then, you know, you just got a couple of breeds of lions that are maneless lions. So what I mean by that is, like, for example, up until recently, like until like a couple days ago, I had kind of like the Pursuit of Happiness Will Smith role. You know what I'm saying? Because I just let my hair grow and I was just rocking it out. You know what I'm saying? But it just got too hot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know what? And, you know, and it's just, you know, my birthday month coming up and I just felt some energy. I was like, you know, I had to shift it.
Well, how did you have your hair? How did you have it?
Like a fro. You know what I'm saying? Like a fro. Because what I was going to do was I was going to get it braided because I love braids. You know what I'm saying? I love the energy that I get. Like, I get like a different energy. Like, if I have my like my braids, it brings just different energy. Like I said, I have the soul of a artist. You know what I'm saying? So I always like to just do things with my hair, my appearance, and certain things. It's like an actor. But in my mind, it works. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, I'm wearing suits and I'm just real professional, and I just felt like, it's time to shift this energy. So what I did was I just cut my hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, I cut it on Monday. And I went to that total opposite. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I've had my hair. People just got used to me seeing me the way it was. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, I cut my hair. And I just immediately just saw an energy shift. You know what I'm saying? To the point where, like, how can I explain it? Like, it was just like, well, like, my wife, she came on. She was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, but she kind of knows who I am. But what I'm just saying is, so now, when I wear my suit or something like that, it just attracts a different type of energy. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm using it to like close deals and stuff like that. But sometimes that energy can attract a female, you know what I'm saying, to do, you know, to maybe want to go out and do certain things or whatever. So, you know, it's like a mating call, I guess, in a way, but I'm not using it as a mating call, but, you know, I see that, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, getting back to, like, when I had my braids, I can recall, like, one time, just got my braids done, and I was at another wedding. This was, like, years ago. And, you know, just the attraction that I was getting from certain females was just a different vibe. It was like a savage kind of vibe where, like, females, they just wanted to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It was, like, a different, like, ready to, like, just engage in certain things. Because of, like, the appearance. You know what I'm saying? It's just different. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, that's what beards do.
What's up? Say that again.
That's what beards do. Beards. You're attracting a whole different type of person with a beard.
Yeah, exactly.
Then they be like, hair.
Yeah.
It's the hair, okay? Hair stands out for grown men. So a man with hair or on his head or even a bald head but facial hair, that's a grown, that is one of the biggest attractions for me. A man with hairy legs, a man with hair on his chest. Like, you ain't gotta have no bunch of hair on your chest because I like to lay on your chest, but you know, just hair. That shit is a turn on. Like, that's a man. You know, I'm a woman, and I'm 1,000% attracted to men, and anything that lets off that vibe, that aura, that sit for me, man, that's it.
Exactly. Like, so, yeah, so that's why I was really trying to just, you know, when I wanted my hair braided, I wanted that same kind of attraction. And like I said, I'm married. It's, you know, it's not like I'm just looking to just, but it's just always good just to just get different energy. So I just didn't have the patience to just go full through and get it braided because I was, you know, I like having it braided. I was going to have it braided and maybe just have my flow some days and, you know, just keep it braided other days. But, yeah, because it was just that attraction for me. But now that I got my low cut, so now I'm more straight business type, you know what I'm saying? So it's just going to be interesting, you know, because I got a couple of deals on the table. I was like, you know what, let me just get on some shit so I can just, you know, had no problem closing these couple things that I might have on the table. So it just made me think about this this topic to do. And I know females, I know if I get it, and I'm on a, you know, just a little example. I just told you of how I sense certain things, you know what I'm saying? Like, because for me, I'm always looking for that green light. You know what I'm saying? I never say never, but I never want to get caught up in a situation where it's like a sexual harassment suit or, you know, somebody can say I tried something.
Like,
yeah,
you taking the essence of a man from a man. Like, you know what I'm saying? A man supposed to, you know, you can't even say nothing anymore, but that's what they want you to do. They want you to, you know, they just want to change the world, man. This shit's so fucked up. Like, I don't want to be in corporate America at any fucking point of my life ever again. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit is not for me. That takes it. Like, they done took the situation where men aren't dominant anymore. If you see, I had a conversation on social media about dominant men. Like, I swear to God, I need a dominant man. Like, I don't mind. I need a dominant man. Where the fuck are you going? Or what do you have on? I need that. I'm a woman. You know what I'm saying? I ain't marched for damn motherfucking right that says I was equal to a man, because I am not equal to a grown-ass man. I am not equal to a queen, to a king. I am a queen. And therefore, I was not created to be equal. But they have taken this and made these men so soft. But I know that, man, this is it. I talk noise and I play around and I say, you know, shoot your shot and I'm dating. But I'm really not, because, you know, I have this family situation going on that I got to figure out. And it has to be figured out. And I really can't invest any time in anything until the family situation is figured out, right? So that's what my focus is at. Because, I mean, in honesty, I would rather be in that situation than to be in any other situation. I would not want to be in anything else, because this situation is already, you know, this situation is already there. You know what I'm saying? So I just got to figure out what is happening. And I can't really invest any time into anybody or anything until that's figured out. Even if the situation is no, you know, we gonna just leave it where it's at, you know, I still have to, you know, we still gotta be at a certain point. So
I got you. But you keeping us on point for when that's because we, you know, the people, we wanna know. We riding with you. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you.
Yeah, I still have it though. But he knows that I have it, and I think that he's just dragging this shit out. You know what I'm saying? You know, type thing.
Okay.
I'm still like, for me, it doesn't bother me, because I just came off of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, the two times that I did fall short, you know, they were so far apart. Like, it was what it was. Like, I just came off this shit. So it really, that doesn't bother me, because what's most important is to be on a level playing field and make sure that everything is a goal. You know what I'm saying? On the family part. So it kind of trumps that. You know, you got to put your grown woman shoes on and
And
it kind of trumps that. So I had those feelings. I'd be like, oh, you know, I should call somebody. But he's like, who you gonna call? You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I don't know. People should have somebody that you can flirt with and be cool with. But here's the thing for me. And ladies, I don't understand your way of living, and I probably never will because of the background that I came from. But when you got a friend that you can be cool with, but this man can't do nothing for you. And I ain't talking about $20. I ain't talking about $40. I'm talking about this man can't do nothing for you, and yet, you know, you can call him and he can come drop dick off. I don't understand that logic. Like, I didn't come from that background.
Talk about
the background that I came from was, you know what I'm saying, you want something for me, I want something for you. And now that I live this vanilla life, It's kind of like, you know, men more than not feel like they don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, the faster you give in, ladies, the less that you're going to get. So you kind of got to make him show and prove and do all these things to work for it, because if you don't, then he ain't going to do much. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really get that. I can't really have a cut buddy without substance because what are you bringing? Like, it ain't even got to be monetary. Like, what can you do? What kind of connects can you give me for my business? You know what I'm saying? What can you, you know, you got some equipment for the studio that I'm building? Like, what can you bring to the table at any point for me to feel like, okay, I can pick up the phone and call you when I got this itch? You know, the flirting and stuff is cool, but, you know, we men are far, especially in Atlanta. I don't need dead weight around me. I don't need dead weight around me. I can't do it, you know. So, yeah, that's kind of hard for me to have a person in that position. And as I was said earlier, I would rather fight for what I'm already a part of than to run, you know, do some other shit. So
I get that. So then, yeah. So at this point, you would rather maybe until you find out one person you can truly build with. You know what I'm saying? If that's, you know, looking for a husband and stuff like that, then at that point, your mating call or whatever could be from somebody just you previously been with. I would assume, right? Is that the case or no?
Yeah. It's either gonna be with him, or it's gonna be with somebody new, right? But here's the thing: I can't even go to the somebody new because this is too new. You know what I'm saying? You know, this has to manifest itself in one way or another. It has to go hard left or hard right, but it has to be figured out. You know what I'm saying? Like, period. And so once I figure this part out, right, and it's not on my time, it's on God's time, because I can't say I need another month or whatever, but I know that I can say I don't want to be trying to figure this out for next year. You know, I want it to be figured out this year. So if at that point I'm going on to something new, it is damn sure going to be something that I really, really want, because I'm not wasting my time with, you know, I feel like it would have to be somebody that comes along now and that becomes a friend, you know, but I know, you know, there's an option there later on down the line, or it could be an option later on. I got to know you. It can't be like, I got to know your mechanisms. I gotta know your intentions. I gotta know. So me, when it's talking about being with somebody, like, I really want friends first. I really want friends first.
That way you can really analyze that person to see if they're worthy of taking that next step.
Right.
Okay. I can feel that. So yeah, that's why I said, so this topic right now, it gets a little complicated because of the things you just said, especially if you got kids involved and, you know, or, you know, family structures and stuff like that. So, you know, that's why I think nowadays this Me Too and all that stuff has really taken effect, because sometimes it can break up a happy home and all this other stuff. So, you know, so a certain way. So, like, my whole thing, just coming from a guy's point of view, and I guess maybe the savage gentleman's point of view, for guys, you know, the signals is this, you know what I'm saying? The signals is comfort. You know what I'm saying? So a guy, you know, if he has his car, you know, if he's single and he has his own apartment, you know what I'm saying? That's where it makes it easy for you to, you know, when you're sending out your mating calls, it makes it easier for you to just close a deal, basically. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you're making it very comfortable for the female to just have a nice time and to just, you know, relax herself. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it works for guys. And then another thing too, you know, I'm just putting guys out there on game and stuff like that, you know, a certain way you want to move. So, and I'm taking you behind the curtain to like how guys think. So a lot of times too, you know, you might meet a certain female or whatever. So if, you know, you just find out certain characteristics, you know what I'm saying? So she drinks or she smokes, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may be, but you don't want to take advantage of the situation. But that's just certain, I guess, like, you know, signals the guys throw out there. And some women take the bait, some women don't. You know what I'm saying? So that's all the signals as far as, you know, guys. And then you got people that just took it to a whole nother level, like a person like a Bill Cosby or whatever, where you just totally take advantage. So once again, that's where you're speeding and it's a red light, you know what I'm saying? And you got to know when it's a yellow light too, you know what I'm saying? So I only deal with green lights. I got to have a full green light. It's a go, whatever the case may be. And once again, I'm married. I'm just talking beforehand and just other situations that I might know from just, you know, friends and acquaintances and, you know, family members or whatever. But the other thing is yellow lights. So watch out for the yellow lights because you never know. So a lot of times social media, you might think, oh, she slid into my DMs or likes and stuff like that. Those are all yellow lights because of what you just said. You know what I'm saying? So you never know. Like when y'all meet up or whatever, if the energy isn't right, then, you know, you got the wrong idea. You know what I'm saying? So it's just certain situations, and I just think this is a kind of an interesting topic for the times that we live in, and just knowing what type of signals, you know, as far as when you do got that green light, when it's a yellow light, and when it's definitely a red light. So,
right,
yeah, exactly.
I think you said something like, you know, speaking on a green light, you know, and mm-hmm. yellow light and red light.
Yeah.
That dominance thing, like, I really want to talk about that, like you know, just
talk.
Like on a whole nother show, like. Like, I don't know. For me, it's like, it's so important. It's a thin line between dominant and, you know, womanizer or, you know, domestic violence.
Yeah, so
Hold on.
You just, hold on. Let me just write that down. Dominant, right? Womanizer.
Mm-hmm.
You just
it's
said,
a thin line between being dominant
and
a womanizer.
Okay. Okay. And finesser, maybe. I don't know. That's another one. But all right. So what would you say?
In domestic violence is what I said.
Shit. Okay, hold on. All right.
I'm gonna say some shit that's probably gonna, you know, everybody got an opinion nowadays. Everybody don't live in reality, right? Everybody live in this perfect world that got so much to say. But listen, let me tell you something. As a woman, we are emotional creatures. And being emotional creatures, we act in a manner that may not be conducive, okay,
mm-hmm.
with his energy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So we may do
that's
things.
Okay.
We're women. We understand
good,
that we may do something.
I feel you on that. Yeah, so go ahead.
It's
yeah.
not good.
Moderate,
but
I'm
my
saying.
Point that I'm making is that if he so happens to grab you, and choke you and tell you to get right or shake you and say, tighten up. It's okay, bitch. You ain't going to die. He's a dominant male. The system has turned our leaders and our kings into wussies, like white men. You know what I'm saying? Like, like you are a king. Like, you're supposed to be a king. You're supposed to be able to flex your chest and say, you know, sit down. You know, listen, I'm not the type of woman that don't want a man to question me. He need to be questioning me, because if he ain't questioning me, then he don't care.
Oh, wow.
He need to know when I'm leaving and when I'm coming back. He need to know who you're on the phone with from time to time. He need to be like, well, where you going with that on? You know, he need to be a man. Like, we have taken this from our men, and they can't even be dominant no more. Sometimes I'm going to run up and say something left just to see what you're going to do.
Wow.
Sometimes
wow,
I might want you to choke me. Sometimes I may want you to shake me, because then I know that you ain't desensitized. I know that you ain't, you know what I'm saying? They took control, but these men are so emotional. That's what I'm dealing with right now, emotions.
That's a thin line, though.
And I don't like dealing with emotions.
I, Yeah, I try not to get too emotional. You know, like my wife probably wants me to be more emotional, but I'm mannish. I am. You know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with me, when we get on that level, I got mannish qualities to me. I just do, and I'm a natural. I don't want to say dominant, but you know, I like to take control of certain situations when I know that it'll be better for us. Now, if I feel that you got something that you do better than I do, then of course I'm gonna fall back. I'm like, oh, my wife got that. She, you know, she handles that. But if it's something that I know,
right,
you know what I'm saying, it's gonna be for the benefit. Don't question me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what's good. Like, I've already analyzed every single angle, and it's, you know what I'm saying. So bow down. You know what I'm saying? Or just back up. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me handle this. You know what I'm saying? So I get where you're coming from. But now the part I'm gonna speak on is this. Like, so. And like I said, I've been with my wife a long time, so I never have to have that type of energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, she knows when I'm upset, you know? So, like, when I'm upset, like, my voice will raise, and you'll see a certain fire in my eyes. And like, okay, yeah, he's mad. Like, let me chill out. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to grab her up or nothing like that. She just know by my voice and, like, how the energy I'm giving off at that time. Like, yo, leave me alone. Like, let me relax. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, let me back up off of them. You know what I'm saying? But the only thing I would just say with you, and I get where you're coming from. Like, you're coming from a woman's point of view, certain relationships you may have had, you know what I'm saying? So, and I get it. You like what you like. But I guess now that it's just, you know, and brothers can be dominant and stuff like that. Sometimes you can't, but sometimes that line can just get crossed. And you just don't want that line to get crossed because, like I said, if you are doing something that's pushing his buttons, and he did have that day, you don't want him to grab you up and all of a sudden, but he just snaps that one point and it just goes too far. You see what I'm saying? So that's where,
man, that's where scaring the people thinking. I ain't scared. You know, we ain't never scared.
I'm just
scared. No, like,
I got you.
Like,
but,
you know what can
happen,
it's that passionate dominant, though.
It's that passionate dominant that I want.
Yeah, grab me, take me, throw me on the bed and take it. You know what I'm saying? Like I want my man to take it from time to time.
Same,
I want to say no,
thing.
And I want him to take it.
But here's the thing that Ms. Lovely Black, this is why this is a good topic. We talk about signals. Sometimes the signals can get crossed. You see what I'm saying? So you might be like,
But that's what I'm telling you now. That's what I want you to understand, that anytime we argue, I want it to end in sex. I don't care before, I don't care when. That's just
what I need you to understand for me.
Okay,
but hold on. I'm just telling you from the man's point of view, you I don't want to say you're playing with fire because you know what you're dealing with, but what I'm saying is it could be that one time where you really just don't. He did something to the point where you ain't fucking with him at all because he just did something that was just totally just left to the point that it's so left that you can't even. But he was like, that's mine. Like, you know, you could be, your feelings is off. You could move on to somebody else.
Make
and now
me
he's
submit.
Like, oh,
it ain't going to be moved on to nobody else because we still going to be in a relationship. So okay, let me say something. Let me give all you right. this right here. Hypothetically speaking.
Okay.
Say, let me see. What can I use an example? You said something really wrong. Okay, say he went and slept with somebody else and didn't tell me, and I had to find out from her. That's the ultimate no-no for me because I don't do the lies, right? And I had to find out from her or whatever. That's the ultimate no-no. That's grounds for me leaving you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like sincere. Like, dude, I ain't messing with you. Get the fuck out. I tell my dude to get out, unless it's about my kids and anybody know me, unless you do something to my kid, like, that all bets is off. So you got to have these conversations. My kids, all bets is off. But you go out and you go do some dumb shit. You fuck around, you cheat. And I tell you, you know, I mean, I'm done. It's done. It's a wrap. You lied. You know what I'm saying? At that moment, it might be real sexy if he stood up and said, "Shut the fuck up, you mind," and take it. Like, you know, I might just submit and give in. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Not to say that would happen. Not to say that we won't have beef, but what I'm saying is people don't fight for what they want anymore. People are so quick to walk off. People are so quick to be like, "Oh, well, since you said that, then it is what it is." We forgot the essence of fighting for what we want. And some men haven't been loved properly. So they don't know how to fight because it was always given and they had so many options. But at what point do you have so many options that you got all of this stuff going on and you realize, okay, I've had all of these options, but they're nothing. You know what I'm saying? They amount to nothing. That's where I'm at in my life. I got plenty of options. I always had, whether I was big or small. But I understand these options amount to nothing because it's not what I want. So when you find something that you want, you have to fight for it. Period. That's not to be mistaken, fellas, for if she or ladies, if he is fighting for you, that you can do whatever you want to do. Because sometimes people mess up that way and they feel like, "Oh, okay, well, she loved me, so she ain't going to, so I can do what I want to do." That's the worst thing to do with somebody that's genuinely down for you, because then you will lose that you don't have, and you found it and you lost it. So what I'm saying is just that I'm on that borderline of crazy. Like, I'm from Florida, and when we were growing up, they used to come through with these mosquito trucks, and they would spray this stuff in the air, and they said it was because the mosquitoes were so bad, but it really would make the mosquitoes bite you worse when they came through. And I think there was something in that stuff that was kind of making us a little crazy, because I know I'm not normal, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's my man. We're in the same household together. Like, yeah, you know, I need you. You know what the peacocks do? They flare, you know, they feathers, you know, the show they dominate, or, you know, the male lion, you know, the male lion, you know what I'm saying? Like, you do what you got to do to show your dominance. I'm okay with stuff like that. I like stuff like that. Like, I like the roughness of it.
I like
that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's
like
a man.
And all that. Okay. Yeah,
he's dominant. Like, he's dominating me. He's making me submit. He's making me, you know what I'm saying? He's making me be
like
a woman to his, you know what I'm saying, to his king.
Like that mannish. Yeah.
I'm that person. Yeah. Like, I'm getting wrong, you know, grab me, shake me up a little bit. Like, man, chill out. You know, you tripping. You like, all right, my bad.
Hold on,
chill out. You know, you're like, my bad. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it be. I'm a little weird. So,
make sure that passion is there. Like, come over here.
Gotcha. I'm a little weird, so it is what it is, and I get it. So I like different shit, you know, so.
Okay, so that's attractive.
That's what I need.
So that's,
dominant,
you know,
man.
So,
that's
so the dominance, that's an attraction to you, you know what I'm saying? So that's for us a signal. So, okay, so that's a signal you say.
Don't come meet me and then just be dominant off top, and I'm like, that's a turn off. Like, come on, dude, I don't even know
you
like
work
that.
Towards that.
But, us to be, like, that's what I'm trying to do with him.
But the whole thing is,
you know,
too,
I'm trying to make
this,
him.
This is the whole point of this conversation and this topic. Don't get it twisted. When I say, you know, throw it around, what's your mating card? That's not for somebody that's always new. That's somebody you could be dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? When you ready to mate with that person, you know, be it new, be it whatever, like you just said. So you just gave a perfect example of a signal that you might throw out there. You might say some shit left field because you know it's going to work him up, get him upset, and then you're going to give him them bad room eyes at the same time. So it's like, hold up. You mad as fuck, cussing
like,
me out.
Man, you can't rape me.
I'm the type that I take it. But then I look at your
don't
eyes.
Don't be right here talking
saying,
about
like,
me,
yeah,
too. Like, she raped me. No, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but I feel that. You know what I'm saying? So I can, because guys can see that. Like, I can see, oh, she's just cussing me out. You're all like, you know, yelling and screaming. But then I look in her eyes. It's some bedroom eyes. Like, just come get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so. That's
I'm not really a yeller and a screamer, but I am an asshole. So,
So you might just say something that's real, just asshole.
Yeah, I majored in assholeology.
Like, just some fuck shit.
Yeah,
just,
I know
you
I'm
know,
an asshole. So
just like I just said some fuck shit just cause, like, I know that shit's gonna push his buttons because I know he told me that shit pushes his buttons, and I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
So listen, I'm gonna give you an example, right? I'm going to give you an example, just a pure example. I mean, this happened. This just legit happened a couple of days ago. Me, I'm very particular on what people say to my kids, right? Because regardless of what, like, words, you know, pierce. And, like, they understand, regardless if you think they're young. But if a kid just keeps hearing something, then, you know, that's what they're going to think. Like they say, you keep telling the kid he bad, he going to be bad. You know, you keep telling the kid he's scary, he going to be scared. You keep telling the kid he's fat, he going to feel like he's fat. So I got this, I knew this one person that, you know, every time she seen the baby, she'd be like, oh, he's so fat. He done got so fat. And then she'd be like, oh, he's so black. Okay, first of all, his daddy's black, okay? And then he's a baby. You know, he was born 5 weeks early. So, yeah, he's juicy. He's good, right? And so she made a comment. She was like, I hope you'll make him obese. Now, okay, I've been trying to hold these other comments. So when she said that, I said, oh, he's going to be straight. All my babies was chubby. So then she seen him again, and she was like, he's so fat. And so I said to her, well, since we observing shit, you short with a big-ass belly. What else are we observing today? That threw her off her rocker, right? Because anybody that know me know that I'm an asshole, like, and I've been trying to be nice to this lady, right? But I ain't shit, and I know I ain't shit, and I know my mouth ain't shit. And so I'm be like, you know, my mouth done got me in a lot of trouble. You know what I'm saying?
She wasn't ready.
Right, she wasn't, because she got quiet for like 5 minutes. And then she responded back with, your attitude. And I was like, hey, I'm too good of a person to have an attitude. I don't have an attitude. I'm just saying what I'm saying. And she ain't called my phone since. But, I mean, since we observing, bitch, you're not finna keep talking about my child. I don't like for people to always have something to say about my child. That's not going to work. Any one of them. So find you somebody to fucking play with, because I'm an asshole. If you did not know, now you know. Okay, I'm very much an asshole. I'm very open-minded, and I do not bite my tongue. In places that I probably should, I don't. I done talked to this woman plenty of times, and I done heard her get quiet as I'm talking. And she like, did this bitch just say that? Yeah, I did. I honestly did. So the things that people generally won't say, I really will say it.
Like, oh, shit.
Bitch, you know you short with a big-ass belly. I ain't got to tell you. And she working out now, because she trying to get, I don't know, she trying to get my attention. But she working out. So... you know that's some shit that she targeted her stomach. And I'm like, bitch, you short with a big belly, bitch. Call my baby fat again, ho. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I know that I'm an asshole. And that's the thing, like, you know, I know that I can say shit that will fuck you up for a second and be like, this bitch, call me what you want to call me. Everything that you call me, I already know by myself. So my self-esteem is in check. That's the difference between me and you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. So I know how to shake a feather or two without doing much. You know what I'm saying? But I need him to be able to counteract me in the right way to be like, you know, I know what this bitch want. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know, your dude used to be like, man, she wants some dick. Man, let me go get this bitch some dick before she can stop tripping. You know?
True. Sometimes they just be like,
now the
deadline is,
you ruffle his feathers, and he going to shake you, and then he just beat the shit out you.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's why I say you play with fire. Like,
time, you can't do nothing but take that ass whooping because you already know you asshole, and you didn't push this man. Listen, I hear bitches say, under no circumstances should a man hit a woman, and honestly, I don't agree with that. I honestly don't. I'm from the street, so I think different, but I train my boys in the same manner. Listen, if that little bitch hits you, tell somebody. That little bitch hits you again, hit her ass back. Fuck all that shit. You ain't finna be punking my boy, ho. So, I got all boys. Bitch, teach that bitch to keep her hands to herself. Yeah, I ain't finna teach him to let this bitch slide. Remember, y'all hoes march for equal rights. So, bitch, you equal to him. So just as well as you pass the lick, he should be able to pass one back. So I feel like bitches that run up on these men, you put your hands on them, you know, you get that ass beat, take the ass with me like a soldier. No matter what I did and what I went through with my mouth, I never played police games. I can say I never put a man in jail. I've had men tell me they was going to put me in jail, but that's because you started some shit you couldn't finish. You know, I'm from the streets. I can't say this enough. So, you know, you never know which how I'm going to take it. But my thing is, you know, you acting like a bitch, you know, turning up, and he slapped the shit out of you. What if at that time you was acting like a bitch, then you get what you get. So, you know, whoever don't like it, you can call my ideology ignorant. You can call it whatever. But you probably done got slapped up a couple times, and that's why you hurt. Or it's somebody that want to be heard and have something to say. I don't speak for you motherfuckers to agree with me. I speak because this is what's on my mind. Period, point blank. That's why it's called real talk. So,
real talk.
Understand this. If you want this man to respect you, you respect him. If you want him to not put his hands on you, bitch, don't put your hands on him. Because his mama probably like me. Bitch, I train my children. You better beat that bitch. For real. Don't put your hands on. Don't go around just hitting no woman.
That's true.
Serious.
That's true.
Don't go around just hitting no woman.
Female,
if she hits you, you
female,
give her one warning. She hits you again, game over. That's how that works in my household.
So
I ain't gonna just run up and put my hands on nobody. The thing is, I'm gonna talk a lot of shit, but I ain't gonna put my hands on you. So, you know, that's just how that works.
That's what's up. Well, this was definitely a good topic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to get this out there, get your point of view, and just for the people out there listening, you know what I'm saying? Just read the signals, man. Like, don't get caught up out here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's just like a traffic stop. You know what I'm saying? You got red, yellow, green. You know what I'm saying? Personally, I only go with the green. You know what I'm saying? Yellow, I'm caught.
I read an article,
saying?
And it was saying something like it was a large amount of women that had a rape fetish. And I was talking to my buddy about it. Listen, seriously, I was talking to my buddy about it, and he said, why do you think women get wet doing rape? And why do you think children can be born? Children can only be born in certain situations. So people take the ideology of rape and say, oh, okay, you know, he took it, he violated her, da 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 da, right? But a child can only be created in a certain situation. There has to be some type of lust. There has to be some type of, you know, emotion. It could be two strangers that don't know each other, but the act can be emotional. I don't know. That's what I read. I can find it. I was like, I don't want a stranger to come rape me. I don't know I don't know who they polled for that survey, right?
Yeah.
But it's out there, and I want you people to look for it because it's really out there. I'm not talking. I'm not talking to my ass.
We need to be careful with that.
If I want somebody to rape me, it's gonna be my dude that live in a house with me or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I said, if you marry, there's no such thing as rape because you belong to him. You know, you took these vows, you took this oath, you know, you took his last name. You know, you don't then turn around to be your own person and, you know, I'm my own person and I have rights and this is that other. So, bitch, you mean to tell me you take his name, you taking his money, you taking everything, but now you want to have rights, bitch? I don't agree with that. But anything outside of that, no, I'm not with it. It's crazy, you know. I think certain things apply for certain situations.
Read the signals. That's what's up. Well, we'll do our house cleaning. We got about a minute left. You know what I'm saying? So,
and fellas, you got to be real lame if you got to take some pussy. But follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one, THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. On Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. I think we're going
to
have the great debate next weekend.
I can't
wait for that. Oh, hopefully, man, I can't wait for that because I want y'all to hear some knowledge.
I just want to
so,
kick back
go
and,
ahead
just,
and just
see. Yeah, so definitely everything is Mo Binns across the board, MOBINNS. Holler at me on Instagram. Just keep it respectful. You know what I'm saying? That's my personal account. I like this, you know, that's a window into my life. So just be easy. If you want to get a pop, you want to debate something, you want to get at me, definitely holler at me on Twitter, Mo Binns at Twitter, MOBINNS, Mo Binns, of course. And then if you have questions about the show, want to get on the show or whatever, you can always email me directly. So it's mobinns@gmail.com.
Hey, Mo Binns, happy anniversary again, and happy ass eating, because I know you're going to be eating, man. But I'll get your ass ate.
You
fucking freak. So, you know, 4 years, that's a huge accomplishment. Congratulations, buddy. You rock. You're awesome. I hope you're looking forward to 4 more. So, see you next Sunday, people.
Of course.
See.
Get it popping. All right. Everybody be safe out there.